This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The Elders and Youth Conference will be held virtually this year out of concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. According to a news release from First Alaskans Institute, the 37th annual conference will be held online in an effort to protect the health of attendees and communities at large. Laganai Liz Medicine Crow is the president and CEO of First Alaskans Institute. She says that the cultural knowledge and expertise in surviving pandemics and epidemics made the choice of going virtual easy.
It leads us to centering what is most precious to us, and that's our elders and our youth. It kind of is a decision that makes itself because we have to center who is most important, and we're not going to endanger their lives.
About 1,100 people attended Elders and Youth Conference in person last year in Fairbanks. The conference is usually held the Sunday through Wednesday ahead of the annual convention of the Alaska Federation of Natives.
We'll have a different opportunity than we've ever had because we're going into the unceded virtual territory of our Native people. We'll have a much different way of connecting. And, you know, we're still working out all the details.
The moves to a virtual environment come as other events made similar changes. The Chimay Dance Festival was postponed, and Celebration, an event held every 2 years in Juneau, went virtual.
And virtually, we've seen over the last few months of being hunkered down and everyone working from home during this pandemic that it is possible for us to connect socially while being physically distant, and that is going to keep us safe.
Medicine Crow says more details about the virtual elders and youth will be released later. In June, AFN announced that Alaska House Speaker Bryce Edgman would provide the keynote speech at its convention, which is scheduled to take place October 15th through the 17th at the Dena'ina Center in downtown Anchorage. According to an email from AFN Communications Director Jeffrey Silverman, the Alaska Federation of Natives Board is expected to meet in early August to decide whether the convention would go virtual. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.